Be filled with the Spirit. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is important in life. Be filled with the Spirit. How many times have you heard that sentence? And what does it mean to you? What do we get out of it? For example, in Ephesians 5, verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. But what do we do with it? Do we allow the Holy Spirit to fill our heart, to fill our thoughts? Or do we keep ourselves stuffed with other junk, with other thoughts? In Psalm 95, God is quite upset to his people that for 40 years they did not do what he asked them to do. But it does not mean that everything is lost. We all have a chance. In Psalm 95, verses 7 to 8, God says, "Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts." The good news is, we are not lost. Whatever we have done, 40 years or however many years, that today you would listen to his voice. Whenever we turn and listen to his voice, he is ready to forgive. Because Jesus has already come into this world. He has already won the victory. Lord, we praise you for your victory. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for your patience and for your goodness, for your kindness and for your love. We ask for forgiveness where we fill our hearts with other junk, with other things, where we are not ready to receive your Spirit. Thank you that we can turn to you always. And thank you that you reach out your hand. Thank you for all that you give and for your word, and we ask that you may continue to guide us and bless us and fill us with your Spirit, so that we may walk the narrow path towards your eternal kingdom, where we praise your holy name forever. Amen.